Hi, everybody. This is Tony Khan, the producer and director of Morning Stories from WGBH in Boston. A few days ago, we were getting ready to close up shop for the holidays, and we had a break-in. Somebody named Anger Boy had gotten onto our Flickr site, you know, where we keep the pictures and the stories that you send us, and he covered the face of one of our contributors, Richard Ferry, not just with a mustache, but with a full white beard and Santa Claus hat. Richard, who's an AIDS nurse, had told us the story of the recent death of his partner and his husband of 26 years, John. And since nobody else's picture had been defaced that I could see, it looked to us like a pretty clear act of gay bashing. So we emailed Richard at once to tell him that the beard and the hat were being removed. And since Anger Boy had boldly left an email address, we sent him an email, too, asking if he'd take a phone call from me before we closed him off the Flickr site. Well, we had misjudged everybody. Turns out that Richard was delighted. He said that the prank had picked up his spirits. And Anger Boy, turned out to be a rabbi in Dallas, Texas.
You know, I'm a big fan of the show, and I've also been visiting your page on Flickr, where you show the photographs of some of the people that have been involved in the stories and you've had on the show. You know, in a lovely little what we call Easter egg that the administrators of Flickr have placed on the website, any visitor to the Flickr site can add their choice of either a red and white Santa hat or a big fluffy Santa beard to anyone appearing in a photograph on Flickr. You know, it's just a way of hopefully sharing a little bit of a smile. And Richard had the best full-faced portrait on your site, with or without the beard. Well, I apologize for adding hats and beards willy-nilly without your permission.
We got in touch with Richard, and we told him about this. And let me just read you an email. He says, "This is just great. Tell the rabbi he has made my day. Does Texas allow Jews?" He asks, you are in Texas. You're in
That's
Dallas,
right.
He says.
That's right.
Would this be an appropriate occasion to say, oy vey?
I think that fits just fine.
And then he says, "You tell the rabbi he gave my tired and true Episcopalian soul a lift."
Oh.
"I plan to say the act of contrition tonight as I light the candle on my menorah. Yes, I do celebrate Hanukkah also. Tonight, in his honor."
Oh, what a wonderful story.
Tell you what, I have his phone number, and I'll give it to you once we finish talking, okay?
Terrific.
I know he'd love to hear from you.
I'd love that as well. You know, apropos of the candle lighting, one of my favorite lines from the Proverbs says, "Ner Adonai Nishmat Adam," that God's candle is the human soul. And so, you know, the way that, you know, the real spirit of lighting candles, at least for us at this time, is to try to illuminate somebody else's soul. You may even be pleasantly surprised.
Well, I certainly am.
As have I.
I will give you Richard's phone number. I'm sure he'd be delighted to hear from you.
Terrific.
And what is a Jew doing in Texas?
Well, you know, we do have pretty strict border policies here, but one of the things, but I grew up in Ohio. But I had spent some time here. My mom grew up in El Paso, so I'd been in and out of Texas growing up, and really just fell in love with it. Fell in love with the people and the spirit. And you know, when I came to visit Texas for the first time, it struck me as being the only place, aside from Israel, where the residents fly their flag at every available opportunity in space. Everywhere you turn, there are Texas flags, and I really love that sort of togetherness and cultural collaboration and oneness. It's really a terrific place, and yes, they do allow Jews here, and we do quite well.
We very humbly ask for contributions on the
I think I can
on
handle
the web
that.
Page, and only if you're not motivated by guilt.
What's so wrong with a little Jewish guilt at this time
well,
of year?
Well, I figure you want to take a couple of weeks off.
Okay.
Rabbi, what a pleasure. Thanks a lot. And I hope we'll hear from you again.
I hope so, too. And a happy Hanukkah and a Merry Christmas to all your staff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Rabbi Oren Hayon with our completely unplanned holiday podcast and my unexpected gift from the rabbi of a little bit more understanding. Gary Motz here with me. I'd asked him, where did this label Anger Boy come from? And he responded, I'll tell you, no problem. After all, if you can't share a character flaw with 300 million of your closest friends, then who can you share them with? What, you have the letter there, right, Gary?
Yeah, I do. My wife, Julie, was the one who gave me the nickname Anger Boy because of my charming proclivity to fly into rage over petty and ridiculous things. Saran wrap that stuck to itself, documents that were stapled off-center, the thin strip of unused adhesive at the edge of a sheet of postage stamps. That one was particularly galling.
Are you identifying with this, Gary?
I'm trying to channel the rabbi here.
I see. Okay.
You get the picture. I was what you might call high-strung. Well, you might call me insane, but that wouldn't be very charitable of you. Anyway, every time Julie noticed my face getting red and my hands balled up into tiny fists of rage, she would begin singing the first line of the Shirelles' Soldier Boy with some slightly improvised lyrics. Tony, take it away.
Julie, forgive me if I don't sing in any key you've ever heard. Anger boy, you're my little anger boy. I'll be true to you.
We kept playing our respective roles until...
I'm keeping my day job.
Until just a few months ago, my dad was dying of lung cancer, and one of the last things he told me was that he had noticed that Julie kept calling me Anger Boy. I know you're angry, he told me. I am too. Life is too short. My dad died at the beginning of August. Since he's been gone, I think I've gotten better about knowing what to be angry about. Chronic illness and death, lost time, lost hope, lost love. Most of the other anger has just faded away, and I've been pretty content to see it go. P.S. Thanks also for getting me Richard's info. We've been in touch, and it's been wonderful. You're right. A few words do go a long way.
There is one more letter I do want to read in the spirit of the season. This one came to us from a fellow named Chip who lives in London now but used to live in Boston. He says, I moved here for work about 3 years ago. The idea is I'll be back home in Boston someday, just not sure when. I've been watching the podcast area since the beginning. Back then, it was really only Adam Curry, Don and Drew, Dave Slusher, IT Conversations, and you guys. Boston's always been a city on the forefront, so I wasn't all that surprised that WGBH was there at the start. The stories are great and remind me that life is full of powerful personal moments if only you look for them. I must admit I've always been a freeloader in the past. I've never given to public radio, and now I find myself in another country listening to more WGBH programming than I ever did when I lived in Boston. So, where you guys put out the reminder that it actually takes money to create all these great stories, well, I was more than happy to open the wallet and make sure I did my part. And I hope others do too. Thanks, Chip, for the contribution and for the encouragement to others. And speaking about encouragement to others, taking a note from the rabbi's book, we hope that all the candles that you light this season shed a little light on how easy it is to get each other wrong and what a gift it is to get each other right. And thanks also to Ipswich for another year of their support and to all of you for your stories, your kindness, and your contributions. And to you, Gary, a very merry Texas and Boston Christmas to you and to your family.
And a happy Hanukkah to you. WGBH.org/morningstories.
Just don't break in, okay?
Just don't break in, you know. Hang out, listen, enjoy.
Anger boy, you're my little anger boy.
And contribute. Why not?
Too. And we'll be back at the beginning of the year very soon. So see you then. Happy holidays.